I want to tell you something. Our problem is we've not seen the glory of the Lord. If we literally see the glory of the Lord, we'll be immediately obedient as well. And you say, wait a minute, DeYoung. We don't believe in visions. I don't believe in visions either. But I want to tell you something. I saw the glory of the Lord walking over here. You know what I saw? Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of the Lord and His handiwork, His creation. I was walking slowly, looking at the majestic colors in the flower gardens. I saw the glory the Lord, how He took a red and a blue and a green, put them together. That's His glory. He spoke. When's the last time you looked into heaven? They tell me Einstein said there are 12 octillion stars in our galaxy, our Milky Way. You know what 12 octillion is? It's a nine-digited number with 98 zeros behind it. I don't even know how to even look at it and write it down. 12 octillion stars. Now listen to this. And astronomers tell us that our galaxy is one of 1 billion galaxies with a B. Wow. And you know what God did? Almost forgot to make the stars. On the fourth day of creation, Genesis 1, He created the sun, the greater star, the greater light, the lesser light, the moon. And it's like He's going back to take a rest. Oh, and the stars also. Isn't that great? Four words, and the stars also. Man, He's just going, oh, and the stars also. Shoo! And He spreads them across the sky. 1 billion galaxies times 12 octillion. That's a lot of stars. Do you know the smallest star? When we get out to eternity future, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to be really moving to go from one star, side of one star, to the side of another star. You know how long it's going to take us? Traveling at 186,000 miles per second. That's the speed of light. That's 7 times around the earth in 1 second. Traveling at that speed, we'll have to take off traveling and go for 100,000 years to get to the other side of that star. And that's a little one. Whew! Doesn't that turn, man, that winds my clock. I want to tell you something. God's creation. Have you ever seen a woodpecker? I love the woodpecker. The Bible says, in 2 Peter chapter 3, in the end times, there will be those people who deny the coming of the Lord. And not only will they deny that, they are going to deny creation. And the Bible says in chapter 3 of 2 Peter, they will be willfully ignorant. I have a better translation for that. They will be dumb on purpose. Cannot believe these people. People want to tell me that the woodpecker evolved. Do you know anything about the woodpecker? The woodpecker is a unique creature. Let's just imagine that a blue jay wanted to evolve into a woodpecker because a woodpecker is more complex than a simple old blue jay. Now, if a blue jay wanted to be a woodpecker, he would have to figure out in his brain over thousands of years, he flies up to a tree and he puts his claws into the tree. Now, there's one problem with a blue jay being a woodpecker, because when he comes up to the side of the tree, notice how my claws are. They're up like this. So when he puts his claws in there to hold onto the tree and pecks with his beak one time, he falls off the tree. The woodpecker is not built like that. The woodpecker's claws are reversed. They're like this. And so when he comes up to the tree, he puts his claws in like this. Now, if the blue jay was going to try to be a woodpecker, he would take his tail and balance himself in a triad. But he has a very weak tail that would just break right to pieces. But the woodpecker has a reinforced tail. So when he lands on the tree, he puts his tail, and he's a triad there. You know, one claw here, and his tail. Man, he's set, ready to go. You can't knock him off that tree. And then he takes his beak and he starts pecking against the tree. Now, I got to tell you something. If a blue jay tried that, he has a soft membrane in the back of his head. And so he takes that beak and drives it through his brain. And he dies. But a woodpecker has a very strong membrane. And he takes that beak, he goes, and man, he pecks in that hole in that wood. You know what he's looking for, don't you? He's looking for a worm in there. He's starving to death. So he goes up, and he's, by the way, a blue jay can't get the worm out. Because a blue jay has a tongue about that long. And so if he pecks into that tree very far, he can't get his tongue. Besides, the woodpecker has a long tongue that goes around his head so he can slip in the hole. And the woodpecker has a glue-like substance on the end of his tongue with a hook on the tongue. So he sticks it in there. He grabs that worm, sticks it to his hook, and brains it out. Can't you just imagine a blue jay climbing up? I got to get my tongue in there. How am I going to stick it up? So he grabs a gob of goo and puts it on his tongue. And he sticks it. He put too much glue on. He's stuck in a tree. Sorry, folks. I'm sorry for being so frivolous. You know, that's what we ought to think about these scientists who are dumb on purpose. Want to tell me that a blue jay can become a woodpecker? What about the giraffe? A neck 18 feet long. Can you imagine a giraffe walking down? And he gets hungry. I mean thirsty. So he sees a body of water and he leans over. Can you imagine having an 18 foot long neck leaning down into the water? You know what would happen? If you didn't have special apparatus inside your neck, all the blood in your body would go right to your head and it'd fall in the water and drown. But that's not the worst part. If he does lean down and everything's settled and all of a sudden he sees a lion coming and he looks up, guess what happens then? All the blood from his brain goes down and he dies right there on the spot. God has specially put together a giraffe with an apparatus that lets the blood flow and return. You ever seen an egg? Judy boiled an egg this morning. She peeled it. And when she peeled it, it wasn't totally symmetric. It had a little spot there. You know what that little spot was? Oxygen bag. That eggshell has 10,000 little holes in it to get oxygen in. And so that egg, if it's fertilized, can become a chick. It's got exactly 18 days of oxygen supply. And he develops a beak so he can peck out of that shell. That's the glory of God. Amen. All around us. What a place these people have given us to walk out. Enjoy the glory of God. We can see his glory like Ezekiel saw it. And when he says to do something, yes, sir, God, I see your glory. Thank you, Joyce, singing about the glory tonight. It's there. Don't you want to see his glory? Don't you want to serve him? He's coming. Every other message I'm going to give you is going to show how close his coming is. I want to tell you something. I want to see his glory. Yes, sir. I want to be a watchman on the wall, hear from the Lord, and warn the people he's coming. And I'm going to spend this week observing his glory and appropriating it for my life, as Ezekiel did. Father, thank you for your precious holy word. It's awesome, amazing, articulate, accurate, absolute. And you've showed us tonight a unique prophet with a unique ministry. I would suggest probably we won't have that same type of ministry, laying in the street for 430 days, baking our bread over cow manure, cutting all our hair off and stabbing it or burning it. But we are given, each and every one of us in this room, each and every one, not just me on the platform. That doctor over there had to step out. He has a ministry. This preacher has a ministry. That lay person has a ministry that you've called us to. Let us see the glory of the Lord so that we can go forth and be obedient as Ezekiel was. Because the time is short. Jesus is coming. We must warn the people. Thank you for how you're going to use us as we appropriate the truths and the principles from your word. In the precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.